The Zucchini Brothers, Bill Staines, Stan Ross, and Odds Bodkin are all featured today on Knock on Wood. I'm your host, Steve Charney, and Harry's going to be in, and that's pretty much it. No guests, no songs, just straight comedy, straight through. The gun goes off, boo, we're out of the starting gate, and we're moving down the line here. First cut's going to be, as I said, the Zucchini Brothers. This is from their CD, In Your Garden. I always want to say In Your Face, but it's not. CD isn't called In Your Face, it's called In Your Garden, which is much sweeter and nicer, and I'm glad they did it. They'll probably sell more CDs that way, I think, than if they had called it In Your Face. Well, this one is about being a kid.
Oh, it's going to be a good day today. I'm going to play baseball, I'm going to go fishing, and oh, no. I gotta wash the yard and rake the dog. No, I don't mean that. It's not easy being a kid.
Zip up your coat, tie up them shoes. It doesn't matter if you win or lose. Try real hard, do your best. Don't drink coffee, puts hair on your chest. Being a kid ain't always fun.
Like they always tell you, you can't chew gum.
I got so much to do, I'm working real hard.
I gotta wash the dog, I gotta rake the yard.
Manners, manners, mind your manners.
You're always telling me.
Manners, manners, mind your manners.
I'm just a kid, you see.
Woo! Oh, play it. On the piano. Yeah. This is kid stuff.
No fingers in your nose, and no fingers in your ears, and no fingers on the hot oven.
Ouch, you'll be screaming for the next 10 years.
Don't stay up late, don't bite your nails. Make sure you feed the kitty cat and don't step on its tail. Kid, ain't always fun.
Like they always tell you, you can't chew gum.
I got so much to do, I'm working real hard.
I gotta wash the dog, I gotta rake the yard.
Manners, manners, mind your manners.
You're always telling me.
Manners, manners, mind your manners.
I'm just a kid, you see.
Sam?
Yes?
This is your father speaking to you.
Hi, Dad.
I hear you've been acting up.
No.
Is this true?
No, not at all.
Your mother has a few things she'd like to say to you.
Right.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Mom.
This is your mother.
Yeah, hi, Mom.
Okay. Listen, I want you to always say yes.
Okay.
No, and thank you, and please.
Yeah.
I want you to always cover your nose with your hand when you sneeze.
No problem. Yeah, I
all
can
right.
do that.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, cover your nose if you're going to sneeze. Cover your nose.
I didn't listen.
Being a kid ain't always fun.
Like they always tell you, you can't chew gum.
I got so much to do, I'm working real hard.
I gotta wash the dog, I gotta rake the yard.
Manners, manners, mind your manners.
You're always telling me.
Manners, manners, mind your manners.
I'm just a kid, you see.
Manners, manners, mind your manners.
You're always telling me.
Manners, manners, mind your manners.
I'm just a kid, you see.
And don't let the cat out when you come inside.
I think that's my favorite song on the album. Being a kid, they do a nice job on that. Looks like they're really having fun. Sounds like they're really having fun singing that song, too. I bet they are. Yeah. Real cut-ups. The Zucchini Brothers. Name of the CD is In Your Garden. And they come from Albany. Yeah, you'll catch them around in your school. They perform a lot. And they've been guests on the show, too. I'd say personal friends of the program.
Right, Steve. And personal friends of mine.
Good.
Did you open up the Central Office memo?
No. I didn't even see it. What does it say?
I haven't opened it up yet. I wouldn't open it up unless you gave me permission.
Okay, what does it say?
Oh, boy, Will, look at that. Yippee!
What?
Look at this, Steve. As part of the radio station's affirmative action plan, Knock on Wood will receive a script assistant to help with the organization and presentation of the comedy. This is fantastic, Steve. We get a script girl.
Whoa. Hold your horses.
I wonder what you'll be like. Pretty, I bet. And efficient.
Look, first of all, this memo says nothing about a script girl. It's sexist to assume that our assistant will be female, and even if she was, we'd have to call her a script person.
Even if she's only 8 years old?
An 8-year-old is still a person.
Not in my book!
How do you figure that?
Well, I'm 8 years old. I'm not a person.
Yeah, well, you're not a girl either.
You know, you bring up a good point. What am I?
Look, not now. This may be our script, human now.
I'm not a person. I'm not a human. I'm not a girl. What's going on here?
Yeah, I'm your new assistant.
You're right. That's definitely not a girl. Darn!
I'm the script guy. I take care of the scripts.
Which entails what?
Well, you know, I hand them to you. I turn them over when you need to read the other side. I give you the new page. If you get interrupted, I hold your place. I'm a script guy.
Great. I always wanted a script guy.
Right. But I wanted a script girl.
So where's the script for today?
It's in your hand.
It is?
You've been reading from it for the last 5 minutes.
Oh, right. I'm just getting down to the bottom of the page here. Can you hand me the next page, please?
Yeah, certainly. There you go. And you, little fella, take yours.
Oh, this is life, man. You know what a luxury this is? In the old days, I had to turn the pages of the script by myself. And these pages are heavy. I don't have to tell you. I constantly have back pain, but that's all done with now. We got a script assistant.
Hey, buddy, your script is upside down.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Thank you. By the way, can you tell me what I am? I'm not a girl. I'm not human.
No can do. That's beyond my jurisdiction. I just do scripts.
And he's doing a pretty darn good job, too. Now, let's see. We continue with the script here. Oh, be thou damned inexorable dog, and for thy life let justice be accused. Thou almost makes me waver in my faith to hold opinion when Pythagoras...
What in the world are you talking about?
That souls of animals infuse themselves into the trunks of men.
Hey, what's going on here? What is this I'm reading from?
Shakespeare. I thought it was better than the one you had, so I took the liberty of placing that one in front of you instead.
No one wants to hear Shakespeare. They want to hear the comedy sketch I wrote.
Wait a second. Are you saying you write better scripts than Shakespeare?
Give me the right script back, please.
You're going to give me a problem doing my job. Is that what I'm hearing?
Your job is to turn the script over and keep my place during the recordings. Harry and me will do fine from there.
And to make any corrections of grammar, it's Harry and I, not Harry and me, will do fine from there.
I'm working here. Us comedians don't like to be corrected while we're performing.
It's we comedians.
Give me back my script.
Read what I gave you.
If you prick us, do we not bleed? If you tickle us, do we not laugh?
See? That's comedy. Tickling.
If you poison us, do we not die?
Now that's comedy.
Get out of here!
I don't remember that being in the script. Are you sure that's Shakespeare?
No, it's Charney. You're fired.
Well, I never in all my life...
Stay out!
You can do very well without a script person, Harry. Though it sure was nice having someone turn the pages for me.
Jubilee, wasn't it a jubilee? Jubilee, wasn't it a jubilee? Well, they were singing out together, they were shouting revelry. Jubilee, Lord, wasn't it a jubilee? Well, they were dancing by the river, and they were dancing by the sea. They were bouncing all the babies up and down upon their knees. They were laughing out happy. They were crying out free. Jubilee, Lord, wasn't it a jubilee? They were banging on the banjos and they were picking on guitars. They were blowing out the bass notes on the crockery jars. They were sliding on the washboards, banging spoons upon their knees. Jubilee, Lord, wasn't it a jubilee? wasn't it a jubilee? Jubilee, wasn't it a jubilee? Well, they were singing out together, they were shouting revelry. Just jubilee, Lord, wasn't it a jubilee? They were coming from the valleys, and they were coming from the towns. Well, they came to see the paddle wheel and the showboat clowns. They were coming from the farmlands, they were coming from the sea. Just jubilee, Lord, wasn't it a jubilee? Jubilee, wasn't it a jubilee? Jubilee, wasn't it a jubilee? Well, they were singing out together, they were shouting revelry. It's jubilee, Lord, wasn't it a jubilee? Now, isn't it a picture? All these times gone by. Well, he used to tell me stories with a twinkle in his eye. And I wished I could have been there as I sat upon his knees. Jubilee, granddad, I bet it was a jubilee last time. Jubilee, wasn't it a jubilee? Jubilee, wasn't it a jubilee? Well, they were singing out together, they were shouting revelry. Jubilee, Lord, wasn't it a jubilee?
Bill Staines, The Happy Wanderer, is the name of that CD, put out on Red House Records there in St. Paul. Pretty album. Bill Staines is a good singer. Okay, this is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. I'll tell you what's going on here. Main office of the radio station has told us that we had to hire a script person. Well, we tried a script guy, but that didn't work out. Kept wanting us to read Shakespeare instead of our own comedy skits, so, well, we fired him.
Good riddance, I say. I wanted a script girl anyway, not a script guy.
You sexist pig.
Hello? Is this Knock on Wood?
Yes, can we help you?
Yes, the management heard that you fired that script fellow, and, well, they insist that you have some sort of script assistant, so they sent me in.
You're not a script girl.
No, I'm a script grandma.
Never heard of a script grandma.
They're like script girls, only older.
Okay, can you lift heavy pages and turn them?
Well, that's my job.
Can you hand me the next page of the script? We're at the bottom of this one.
Oh, of course. There you go.
Thank you. This is great.
Just read the script, Steve.
Right. Harry, open 2 cans of chicken stock with some diced carrots, onion and corn, half a breast of chicken cut up, simmer for 2 hours. Wait a second, what is this? What's this?
Sounds like an excellent recipe for chicken soup. Just the thing you two boys need on a cold day like today. I'll get to it right away. This isn't the script.
A piping hot bowl of chicken soup. Just the thing to keep me healthy. Wait a second. Are you sure that's my line?
Comedians need to stay well.
Give me the right script.
All right, all right. There, Harold, you take one, too.
Thank you. Harry, why did the chicken cross the road?
To get a nice hot piping bowl of chicken soup. Stop that! What kind of script grandma are you?
Will you give me the right script?
Sorry. There. Harold?
I got it.
Thank you. So, how? What do you want to do today? Now, this is more like it. What do you want to do today? This is the right script.
I got a good idea.
Oh, a good idea. This is going to be fun. What nutty idea do you have today? What, 5D glasses? Or you fall in love with your family tree and elope? Or voodoo dolls?
Let's you go back to school and get a second degree. You know, so you'll have something to fall back on if Knock on Wood goes off the air. I mean, this is a living for a nice Jewish boy. Maybe you could get a law degree, or from my mouth to God's ear, you could become a doctor.
Script Grandma?
Yes?
You're fired.
Well, not before I knit you 2 nice boys a pair of sweaters.
Get out of here.
I have a nice girl I'd like you to meet.
Out! Out!
Why, these young people today, I just don't understand.
A well-known Jewish tradition is Sunday dinner at the Chinese restaurant. Don't ask me why. I can still remember and hearing my mother make the meal a big success.
Happy
Have some of the chow mein. Eat the shrimp, it's good for you. Hands off of the egg roll, that's for Uncle Lou. Try some of the breast duck. Ooh, the mustard's very hot. Drink up all your wonton. Crepe lock soup, it's not. Which one is our waiter? That's him over there. They all look alike to me. It must be what they wear. Please pass me the soy sauce and the mugu gai pan dish. Don't ask me what that means, it's some kind of fish. Take care with your lobster, make sure you spit out the shell. Break open your cookie, what's your fortune tell? This food is so filling, eat it all, but then 1/2 hour later, you'll want to eat again. Don't play with the fried rice. Wipe the foo young off your tie. Stop poking the chopsticks in your brother's eye. Hey, wait to the check, please. What's this mean, 8.93? Don't try to explain it. It's Chinese to me.
Stan Ross. My son, the copycat, is the name of that LP. And he's copying Alan Sherman, of course, because he sounds just like him. It was put out in the early 60s, just when Alan Sherman was also putting out his records. This is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. If you tuned in late, I'll tell you what's going on. We're in a state of crisis here. Seems that orders from on high have told us that we have to have a script assistant. It's, you know, part of an affirmative action program here at the station. The only trouble is the two people who have come in here have been unacceptable. Last assistant was a script grandma, and she kept handing us scripts for chicken soup. I just wish they'd said there's a script girl. The movies have script girls. This is a difficult job. You need to turn the pages when we finish. Make sure we don't lose our places. Type the transcripts. You need to be there for rehearsals. Everything needs to stay organized. It's a tough job.
Yeah, sure, it's a tough job. Those pages are heavy.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Hey, Steve.
Louie, what's up?
Yeah, well, we heard the script guy and the script grandma didn't work out, so we're here to check it out.
They were awful, Lou. I can't work with people like that.
Well, we hear you. So the muckalucks in the head office have taken pity on you. We think you'll like the next script assistant a lot better.
Great. Who is it?
He's out in the hall. I'll get him. Here, Pooch. Come here, boy. Come here. Okay, just make sure he gets walked 3 times a day.
They sent us a script dog?
Well, I'll see you boys later. Bye-bye.
Here, boy. Nice boy. Come on. Well, I guess if he could do his job, we have to take him. This is not a radio station that discriminates. Are you up to being a script dog? Good. Well, we're about ready to get the next page of the script. Can we have it, please? Good dog. Good dog.
He wants a pet, Steve.
A pet? Did I give the script guy a pet when he handed me the script?
No.
Did I give the script grandma a pet?
Uh-uh.
So why should I give the script dog a pet?
All right. That's the way you want to play it.
Now, let's see where we are. Wait a second. I can't make out this line. Can you read this, Harry?
You can't read it because it's got dog drool all over it.
Oh, great. He's going to drool all over the scripts. Why don't we skip down to where the words become clear again? Here, read your line, Harry.
Okay, Steve.
Wait, are you sure that's what you're supposed to say?
Well, that's what it says here, Steve. Bark.
Hey, script dog, have you been tampering with this script? Hey, don't get so snippy. I was just asking. Now, where's the next page?
Script dog has it, Steve.
Can I see it, please, script dog? Come on, give it here. Hey, he's ripping up the script.
I told you should have pet him, Steve, and a biscuit wouldn't have hurt.
My script. Now we can't do the show.
Well, at least you have a good excuse.
What's that?
You don't have your homework because the dog ate it.
Down the path, in the midst of the moonlit night, came the king of the monkeys. And behind him danced all the other monkeys in the kingdom. They were all having a wonderful night. The moon shone, a great silver eye high above the trees. Its light through the dark branches made a crisscross of black and silver lace beneath the king of the monkey's feet as he danced along. Suddenly he stopped. There, in the midst of the path, right before him, was a deep stone well. The king of the monkeys looked over the edge of the well. Far, far below, in the inky black water, was the moon. The king of the monkeys thought the moon had fallen into the well. He didn't bother looking up. And so, knowing he was the king and it was his job and his alone to save the moon, he told the monkey behind him to grab his tail to lower him down into the well. But one tail wasn't long enough, so he told a second monkey to grab the tail of the first and lower both of them. But that wasn't long enough either, so a fourth monkey grabbed the tail of the third, and a fifth the fourth, and monkey by monkey, the king of the monkeys went deeper and deeper into the stone well. Until at last, there he was, dangling at the end of all the monkeys, just above the inky black water. And he knew his moment to save the moon had come. So he reached out and grabbed for it. But it broke apart in his fingers in tiny, shimmering little pieces. And the king of the monkeys was so surprised, he went... Then he fell into the water. And then the one above him went... And he fell into the water. And the one above him let go... And he fell into the water, and monkey by monkey, all the monkeys came tumbling down the side of the well. Even the little one who had been at the top, holding all of them. Slowly. The moon, in the inky black water, returned to its former shape, and all the monkeys were gone. Well, the moral of that story is simple. Life is difficult enough, but with a bad leader telling you what to do, it's nearly impossible.
Good storyteller, huh? That's Odds Bodkin, that's his name. Yeah, I usually don't play too many stories on this show. Storytellers often aren't appropriate for the program, but yeah, he's good enough. I put him on there. Okay, this is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. During the last recording, things have been pretty busy around here. For those of you tuning in late, we got a problem. We have to have a script assistant. You know, someone who's capable of handling the scripts, keeping them in order, turning the pages, making sure everything is spelled properly, and each person has been worse than the last one. Some haven't even been people. Right, the dog drooled on the paper and then ripped up the rest. Lucky we had photocopies. Script Grandma wanted to make us chicken soup. The script guy kept handing us the plays of Shakespeare.
What about the ones who traipsed in here during that last recording when Odds Bodkin was talking?
Yeah, right, after we got rid of the script dog, we had a script cat try out.
Right, she was too aloof. She wasn't a people person. She walked all over the CD. She got paw prints on everything. And then when it came time to turn the page, she refused.
Cats. Go figure.
Then Louis brought in a script plant. It just sat there.
Plants usually do.
So we had to send the plant back. The office is getting desperate, Steve. They know they have to fill the position if they want to complete their affirmative action program, but the labor force is dwindling.
Look at this. We're at the bottom page of the script here, and is the script chair turning the page for us? No. Script chair, how come you're not turning the page?
Well, what do you want? It's a chair, for Pete's sake.
It still has a job to do. Louis brought it in as a script chair, and it's not changing the page. It has arms, doesn't it?
Well, this chair has arms, but it has no hands.
All I know is that when an administration gets so desperate they start sending in chairs to do a human's job, we're in trouble. Maybe they have to admit that the program hasn't been all that successful.
Give it a little time, Steve. Maybe the chair could use some help. It has arms, but no hands. Maybe if it teamed up with a script clock, they could do their job. A clock has hands.
Yeah, what about eyes? How are they going to see?
We have a needle here that has an eye.
But no head.
You have a coin. A coin has a head and a tail.
But no body.
Your hair has body to it. You washed it this morning.
Well, how are they going to communicate to us?
With our shoes. They have tongues.
and legs, who's going to get up to turn the page of the script?
The chair has legs!
So between the chair's arms and legs, the clock's hands, the needle's eye, the coin's head and tail, the shoe's tongue, and my hair's body, we have a complete script assistant?
Right.
So how come the page still isn't being turned?
They're lazy.
Maybe they're on their coffee break.
Ah, a chair on a coffee break. Interesting. I didn't know chairs drank coffee.
Man, this is stupid.
Well, what do you want? We've been winging it for the last minute because no one's turning the page for us. This is all improvisation.
Let's see. Louie, what now?
Well, I think I got the perfect script assistant for you. Perfect.
Yeah, right? You can't get more far out than a script chair. What is it this time? What, you brought in a script puff of smoke?
No, it's a script girl. Look at her.
At last we got a script girl! We got a script girl!
She's a little young, isn't she?
I like her, Steve.
Okay. Come on, little girl, turn the script page. There we go.
See, she does a good job, Steve.
I guess she does.
Thank you.